With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump sharply criticizing his former national security advisor, John Bolton, who has been charged with mishandling classified information.
John Bolton was just indicted by a grand jury in Maryland. Do you have a reaction to that?
I didn't know that. You tell me for the first time, but I think he's, you know, a bad person. I think he's a bad guy. Yeah, he's a bad guy. It's too bad, but it's the way it goes. That's the way it goes, right?
In the wake of a peace deal with Israel, the terrorist group Hamas back on the streets of the Gaza Strip. That in an attempt, it says, to restore law and order. In one video, Hamas fighters are seen among armed men standing over Palestinians they accuse of being gang members collaborating with Israel. Moments later, they executed them. President Trump says he does not take issue with Hamas killing some people in Gaza.
They did take out a couple of gangs that were very bad, very, very bad gangs, and they did take them out, and they killed a number of gang members. And that didn't bother me much, to be honest with you. That's okay.
Vice President J.D. Vance will appear at a Turning Point USA campus tour event later in the month. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
The group founded by the late Charlie Kirk announced that the vice president will join Kirk's widow, Erica, at the University of Mississippi on October 29th. Turning Point USA officials expect up to 10,000 people to attend. Vance was close friends with Kirk, who was gunned down last month, and has said he wants to help keep Kirk's conservative mission alive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nestle cutting 16,000 jobs globally as the Swiss food giant looks to trim costs and at the same time continue with its turnaround efforts. This is SRN News. Well, Colorado's assisted suicide law is being challenged.
According to the pro-life group Live Action, 510 people in the state received drugs to end their life because they suffered from an eating disorder. The pro-lifers and patient advocates challenging Colorado's assisted suicide law say that it is leading to people being prescribed deadly drugs when what they really need is mental health treatment. The lawsuit argues that any request for assisted suicide should first be investigated as a mental health problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
Turkey cracking down on Christians. Alliance Defending Freedom International reports the government there has labeled foreign believers national security threats and is deporting them in large numbers. Turkey, officially a secular state, but President Erdogan has been taking the nation in the last couple of years in an increasingly conservative Islamic direction. This is SRN News. Well, the hard times continue at Spirit Airlines. Here's Bill Alexander.
Spirit will furlough 365 pilots and downgrade the status of up to 170 pilots in the first quarter of 2026 as it takes additional steps to right-size its workforce as part of its ongoing restructuring efforts after the airline filed for bankruptcy for the second time in a year in August.
Department of Energy says it has finalized a $1.6 billion loan guarantee to a subsidiary of the nation's largest power companies to upgrade 5,000 miles of transmission lines across five states for largely fossil fuel-run energy. The project by AEP Transmission, a subsidiary of Ohio-based American Electric Power, will help meet surging electricity demand for a number of data centers and AI. More details at srnnews.com.